what can happen when we actively cherish our partner. Psychologist and marriage coach Dr. Jennifer Finlayson-Fife says the results are powerful. It's been a minute. Jennifer, I'm so honored to chat with you today. Thanks for jumping into Studio 5.
Thanks for having me.
And I love this word, cherish. There are a few words in the English language that I think are both underused and also extremely powerful. Cherish is one of those. It feels powerful on its own, but what does it mean to you through your lens as a marriage coach when we cherish our partner?
Yeah, I love this concept and I love this practice because it really does transform marriages in my experience. What it is to cherish is to not, you know, it doesn't take any capacity to have good things in your life, but it does take capacity to really value those good things, to receive them, to express gratitude for them. And so in marriage or in partnership, it is to actively value the good things that are in your life because you have the other person in it. And so it's to really see them properly. When we first fall in love, we see all the good. We're just delirious with the positive feelings about the good things that this person brings into our life. But we quickly, over time, start to just take those things for granted, and we're looking at what we're not getting. And it's very easy to focus on that, but we're robbing the marriage of this abundance, this sense of warmth and kindness by really keeping our eyes on the good that's there and being vocal and explicit about it.
And you describe that as an active effort, which I appreciate, but I also find myself thinking then, why is it so hard? Is that human nature to transition toward the negative, or do we get worn down over time, desensitized to just how special that relationship is? What is it, do you think?
Yeah, it's all that. You know, I think, first of all, as human beings, we are wired to look for what we're lacking, and that's very important for staying alive, right? You can't just be grateful for the meal you had yesterday. You need to be thinking about what your meal is going to be today. But when we take that and put it on a relationship, right, then we are quickly like just saying the things that you do for me are just a given. They should be here. And we often don't appreciate until someone is gone. You hear at funerals all the cherishing of that person. But a lot of times we don't really recognize it until it's not there. I think, you know, beyond that, you know, the general inclination to scan for what we lack, I think we're afraid that if we cherish, it's like we're saying there's nothing that we want to have be better in the relationship. So if I say, look, I'm so grateful you loaded the dishwasher tonight, we're afraid that we can't address that we wish that there was more, you know, equality in the house cleaning tasks. But it's actually the opposite is true, because if you're cherishing, if you're valuing, if you're grateful, the couple just has more capacity to work together to solve problems.
Yeah.
But again, it's counterintuitive. And so a lot of times we stay focused on what we're not getting, thinking that's going to solve something.
Yeah.
I think the third reason is because we are afraid of the vulnerability of really letting somebody matter to us. And so we're afraid if I really acknowledge that you matter, well, then it's as if I'm more exposed than I would otherwise be. And so we kind of say, well, if I'm going to stay entitled and I am putting pressures on you, then I'm a little less exposed rather than saying you really matter to me. You make a big difference in my life. But again, it makes us more vulnerable not to cherish, not less vulnerable.
Ah, so well said. Your words are always so good. So in the couple minutes that we have left together, let's highlight the benefits. If we choose to, as you've described, accept that gratitude and growth can coexist, and if we choose to be vulnerable in recognizing this specialty in our lives, this person, then you say there are some standout benefits. First, you're going to see your happiness go up. It's plain and simple.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of research on this. If we focus on the good in our lives, even when there's hard things, you don't have to pretend that there aren't difficult things, but it's like you're reminding your brain of all the good fortune that's in your life that you're not entitled to, that you're just, you know, you're fortunate enough to have it. And so it just increases your sense of happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
If we cherish each other more, partner to partner, husband to wife, you say we'll become more resilient. What's the connection there?
Well, John Gottman's done a lot of research on this. He talks about a fondness and admiration system. And if couples are actively cherishing each other, they're actually more capable of dealing with stress in the marriage, both marital conflict, but also stresses outside of the marriage. And so it just gives the couple more internal resources to deal with life.
We talked about how the happiness in your marriage will go up. You also believe your personal happiness will be boosted as well. Can I ask you in our final 60 seconds how we can do better at this? You have a gratitude or a cherishing challenge for us.
Well, I think this is a wonderful skill, which is to say, to really think about, if my spouse were gone tomorrow, if they just suddenly were not here, what would I miss? What are the things that they bring into my life that I actually stop seeing, but they really make a big difference, things big and small, and to write all those things down, and then to make a commitment and do at least 7 things. I mean, really, you should be able to come up with 50, but get at least 7 things down. And then make a commitment to express one of those things each day to your partner. That's written, saying it verbally. It can feel awkward at first if you're not accustomed to it. We started this tradition in my family of origin, and it was awkward at first at birthdays. But we've gotten so good at it, and it's really strengthened relationships within the family. And you do get better at it, and it brings much greater happiness to the marriage.
So push through the awkwardness, and it will become more natural, and these benefits will fall at your feet. Not to make it sound light or easy, there is work there. I appreciate you acknowledge that as well. Jennifer, thank you. We always love learning from you. Where can we learn more?
You can go to my website, which is just my last name, finlayson-fife.com, and you can see podcasts I have there, a free one, a subscription one, and also online courses I do for couples on how to improve their marriages.
All right, we'll meet you there, sister. Thank you so much. You were the perfect bow to this series.
Thank you so much.